episode 66 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. All right, so today I'm going to talk with you about some quick plant-based meal ideas. If you want to eat more plants, or if you want to eat all plants, it doesn't have to be complicated and it doesn't have to take a long time. Now, it can if you have more time and want to get more involved and have it taste really, really gourmet. But if these ideas are good if there are nights that you haven't necessarily batch cooked or you haven't done a lot of prep and you just need to get a meal on the table fast. So I'm going to give you some ideas, and you can of course kind of make them your own and put your own spin on them. These are things that I do often if I don't batch or if I need a meal quickly. So I'm just going to share with you what I do. You might be able to hear the rain in the background. It is really rainy right now here on Maui, and it's a very nice change. It doesn't rain here very often. So when it does, oh, I love it. I love to make a hot cup of tea and sit on the couch and open the windows and sip my hot tea, listen to the rain, watch the rain, and just kind of like get cozy. It's the closest thing we have to winter, and I'm really, really enjoying this rainy weather, and the overcast skies have been delightful. Okay, so before I start the podcast, well, actually, I've already started the podcast. So before I go any further with the podcast, I want to share with you all, and maybe you read my Saturday email last Saturday, maybe you didn't, maybe you're listening to this and it's like way later in the year. But I want to let you know that Luann and I are officially divorced, and so our relationship is over. The divorce is final. And I wanted you to know, because you've heard me talk about Luann a lot on this podcast, and she's been on this podcast several times, and I've talked about her a lot in my Saturday emails as well, and of course she's the co-founder of Clean Food Dirty Girl. We started this business in 2014 together, and we really work together to make it work. And so I feel the need to tell you that bit of news. And I'm not going to go into the details because it's just not necessary. And you don't need to know the details. that's okay. That's it. And it wouldn't matter, right? The details are just that, and the outcome is that we are officially divorced, and that's how it's going to be. So, okay. I feel like this is a weird transition into food, but I guess there's not much more I'm going to say about that. But I just wanted you to know, and I wanted you to give you the heads up. Okay, so let's talk about quick meals. So there are several things that I like to do when, like I said, like I haven't batched, I haven't prepped much. Usually I do some prep on the weekends, I do some batch cooking on the weekends. But there are weeks, particularly in the past, over the past for me, like, let's see, October, November, December, probably past 4 months, that I haven't had my shit together to batch cook, and life has taken, life took an unexpected turn for me, for Luann too. Life definitely took a turn that I wasn't expecting, and so when that kind of life stuff happens, whether it is stuff having to do with a relationship or an aging parent or a sick relative, or you know, you yourself not feeling well, or an injury, or what, you know, like life is so messy and so much can happen, and we might be like in our batching game, batching every weekend for a while. And then something happens and the shit kind of hits the fan and it's like, wait, you know, your life as you knew it is all of a sudden feels very different and looks very different and is not the reality that you are used to. And this isn't necessarily a bad thing. This can be a really good thing in a lot of ways, but it definitely has the potential to kind of interrupt like the healthy habits we have going. And so with food in particular, if you're somebody who is batching on a regular basis and spending, you know, 2 to 4 hours in your kitchen each week, and you're really in that groove, and then something happens, and all of a sudden it's like, wait, I don't even have the capacity to like shower. How am I going to like batch cook on the weekend? You know, it's like, what do you do then? Because, you know, to get through those challenging times in life, or to get through those even really exciting times in life, it helps when you eat healthy. You know, like one of the pillars of a healthy life is what you're putting in your body and how you're fueling your body on a day-to-day basis. And so the thing that can really help us through high emotional times is the thing that we tend not to do during high emotional times. And yet it's the thing that can help us the most. So I'm here to tell you that, if this is happening to you, if you're having something going on in your life that's like a kind of upheaval in some way, you don't have to, just because you don't have the time or the energy or the focus or the desire to spend, you know, a few hours in your kitchen every week doing batch cooking, it's okay. You don't have to do that. You can still eat really healthy. And hell, there might be times when you're like, screw it. No, I'm not fixing anything. I'm just going to go get takeout for a week. And that is okay too. That is entirely your choice. And there's nothing wrong with that. Or maybe there was a time for me, and I think it was back in November maybe. And I was like, I am just buying frozen meals. I'm just going to buy a bunch of frozen meals and that's what I'm going to eat. And that's what I did. I relied on like smoothies and frozen meals. And that's pretty much the only thing I did. So of course there are times like that as well. But if you are at the point where you're not quite ready to get back into your kitchen batching and you can't really see that for yourself, but you want to have some healthy homemade food, then I'm going to help you right now. So I'm just going to give you a list of things and give you some kind of ideas for how to achieve those things. We have In Plant Fueled Life, which is our monthly membership. When you join, you have access to this amazing portal. It's like a digital cookbook, but like way, way cooler. And you have access to all of our meal plans and all of our recipes and video tutorials and programs and all kinds of good stuff. And one really helpful place to go in Plant Fueled Life is to the section that we have called Quickie Meals, and it's a filter that you can use to filter recipes. So if you choose Quickie Meals, all of our meals that are going to be ready in under 30 minutes will come up, and that's a great place to go to look for inspiration and to make some really fast meals. Now, if you aren't a Plant Fueled Life member, then no worries. I have some ideas for you as well. Okay. And you can also look at our blog. We have lots of free recipes on our blog as well, and a lot of them are pretty quick. So the first one is just like salads, and it might sound boring, but you know, the first thing is sometimes when you're going through emotional stuff, food is sort of for me, people deal with things differently. For me, when I'm dealing with emotional stuff, I don't really want to eat. Some people, when they're dealing with emotional stuff, they have a tendency to eat more than usual. I have a tendency to eat less. So for me, like, I'm not when I go through those times, it's not like I'm looking for the most delicious. Like, I'm just looking for something quick that I can put in my mouth. So salads are quick. And there's just a couple things you can do to make this really fast, and it doesn't require a lot of time. So the first thing is just to make a really quick salad dressing. And you could do this with, and we have recipes for all kinds of salad dressings in Plant Fueled Life. And we even have a recipe filter that you can search for non-blender recipes that you just whisk that are going to be much faster. But one of my favorite things to do is put some tahini, some miso, a little bit of water, some soy sauce, some lemon juice, some vinegar, and like a little bit of pepper in a bowl, whisk it up, and just adjust to taste. And then have that as like either a salad dressing or just a sauce to put over different things. And I'll give you some ideas of what to put that on in a moment. But some kind of just super simple dressing like that, like tahini based dressing, just whisked up, really easy. It only takes about like 5 minutes or less, and you could make a bunch of it and just have it in your fridge. As far as salads go, you can wash your, it can be simple. Like, you don't have to spend a ton of time chopping a ton of veggies. You could do just lettuce. You can like wash your lettuce and dry it just so that you have washed lettuce. And then when you're ready to make a salad, just put some lettuce, and just, even if you just do like some cucumbers and some chopped carrot, it doesn't have to be anything more than that, right? Just put the lettuce and then a few veggies, and then you can open up a can of like kidney beans or black beans or pinto beans or white beans, drain them, put some beans on top of that, and then maybe put some like pumpkin seeds on top, right? And then a little bit of dressing. It's not going to be the most gourmet, amazing salad in the world, but it is fast, it is nutrient dense, and it will help you through whatever you're going through. And it's very, very quick. You can make salads that obviously are much more decadent and delicious and more involved. But again, like, you don't have to. So stick to like some simple salads and bulk it up a little bit with like beans and seeds, and then with a good dressing on top, really satisfying, really fast, really easy. One thing that I like to do are tacos. So getting some corn tortillas and then just heating them up and putting like even like hummus is really fast, really easy. You can make your own hummus or just buy store-bought hummus. Sometimes like you just can't be bothered to, I mean, you could cook your own garbanzo beans and make a simple hummus. We have plenty of recipes for hummus in Plant Fueled Life and on our blog, but you could, like, an easier version would be to use canned garbanzo beans and make a simple hummus. Just garbanzo beans, tahini, some water, some lemon juice, some garlic, some salt, or you could just say screw it and buy some hummus at the grocery store. So, and that is the route that I take often. So I heat up some corn tortillas, I put some hummus in those tortillas, and then I put some like chopped tomato, some sprouts, and some black olives, right? Really easy. Put like two or three of those on a plate and dig in. Like, your lunch can't get much faster than that. With tacos, you could also do like black beans, and you can make your own, of course, or just use canned black beans. But just heat up some black beans, throw some corn, some frozen corn in there, maybe some chopped tomato, put that in a corn tortilla with some lettuce on top and some avocado, and then boom, done. Super, super fast, super easy. The next thing is like baked potatoes. Like, it's going to take a little while for them to bake, but if you can put them in before you're hungry, like if you can put them in, you know, just plan on putting them in, cooking them for, you know, half hour, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever it takes, depending on the size of the potato. When I do this, I just do a bunch of potatoes at one time. I'll do like 5 potatoes, right? Just so that I have them. And so I will bake the potatoes. And once I have those, I like to put canned beans, some like diced green chili from a can. I can put some like kale on that. If I have a cheesy sauce, I can do that. Or like a sour cream, that's yummy, but you don't have to, even if you just do some steamed broccoli, some beans, and some green chili. Like, and maybe like a little bit of like miso put on the potato just for like a little saltiness, something like that. Super easy, super fast, and you can bake a bunch of potatoes at a time. And you can do more toppings if you want, right? Like you could do like sauteed onions and mushrooms, put that on top. You could do steamed cauliflower. You could make it really simple and do like, you could even do something like canned artichoke hearts and jarred roasted red peppers and some spinach, right? So that you don't even have to actually saute anything or chop anything except for maybe the spinach. But something like that, and then like some nutritional yeast on top, maybe a little bit of salt and pepper. Again, it might not be the most delicious, amazing thing you've ever put in your mouth, but it's nourishment, it's calories, and it'll get you through, and it's easy. And the next thing is pasta. So I am gluten-free, so I get gluten-free pasta. I like chickpea pasta is good. There's some brown rice pastas that are pretty decent. I just try different ones. There's some that aren't great. There's some that are better. I typically like the chickpea pasta. And then I will either make a very quick marinade with either fresh tomatoes or canned tomatoes and onion and garlic and like basil and oregano, or I can just get a jarred pasta sauce. And so if I have that cooked pasta and then heat up some jarred pasta sauce and then maybe put in just like a bunch of chopped kale, that works, right? That totally works. You don't have to get any more fancy than that. Again, you can, but when you are like, you know, not feeling it, then that'll do. Some kind of grain and bean bowl with some veggies is pretty easy. So I like cooking quinoa because it's one of the fastest grains to cook. So like rice is good, but it takes a little bit longer. Quinoa can, you know, will take like 5 to 7 minutes to make. So if you have some quinoa, then you can just put that in a bowl. You can put some beans on top of it, some canned beans, for ease. And then just a very simple veggie saute, right? Maybe some red peppers, onions, mushrooms, maybe some zucchini, something like that. And put that over the like grains, beans, then veggies. And you could do the dressing that you made. Like if you make the tahini based dressing, you can just drizzle that on top of the grain bowl. And that works really well. Put some tomatoes on top if you want, whatever's easiest. Chili is a really easy thing to make. Using canned beans, super fast, doesn't require a ton of chopping. You can make a big pot of it and have it all week. Super simple, very hearty, very tasty. You know, throw in some veggies, maybe some carrots or some red peppers, or I always like to put leafy greens in my whatever I'm cooking. So whether that's chard or kale or collard greens, chop that up, throw that in just so that you get that like, so that the nutrient density kind of gets upped. But like a chili using canned beans, easy, fast, delicious, and it gets better as it sits in the fridge as well. A pasta salad is pretty easy. So you could, again, cook some whatever kind of pasta you like and just throw in roasted red peppers. You could roast your own or you can get a jar. Artichoke hearts, some olives, and then you could just do like a very easy dressing, right? With like some miso and lemon juice and I was going to say ginger, but that might be kind of weird. Miso, lemon juice, maybe a little bit of like rice vinegar, something like that. And kind of adjust to taste and then put, you know, mix it all together and then have like a pasta salad. Really easy. Then when it's time to eat it again, you don't even have to heat it up. You just take it from the fridge and nosh. Doing wraps. So either, like, sometimes I'll get gluten-free tortillas, or I like to do this with lettuce wraps, or sorry, lettuce leaves, like romaine leaves, and just use that as the wrap and add in whatever I'm going to, like, one of the things I like to do is get a can of chickpeas, drain it, put it in a bowl, mash the chickpeas with a fork, add some celery and some red onions, and then just add, like, a little bit of vinegar and salt and pepper to taste, maybe some spices or some nutritional yeast. Mix that all up, and then you have that as kind of the base, and then just put those in romaine leaves and just eat that. So easy, so simple, doesn't require any prep, and it's really satisfying. A sandwich. I wrote this down, just a sandwich, like a veggie sandwich, is one of the easiest things, and here's what I like to do. Okay, so I will do either a gluten-free bagel or gluten-free bread and just toast that. Ezekiel has a sprouted gluten-free bread that I really like, but there are other options as well. And of course, if you're not gluten-free, then any kind of like whole wheat or you know, sprouted grain bread or whole grain bread will do. I like to toast the bread, and then I like to like smash some avocado on both pieces of bread and add a bunch of sauerkraut and sprouts and like some chopped red bell pepper and call it a day. Easy, minimal chopping, but enough texture and flavor to have it be really satisfying. So I do that often. One thing you can do that, okay, so let's say you are in that place where you're like, I don't want to cook. I don't want to even prepare anything. It's going to be a frozen meal kind of week. I just thought of another thing. So one thing you can do if you're buying like frozen vegan or frozen plant-based meals and you're just eating that during the week because you're like, that's what I can do right now. I suggest one thing that you can do that's really easy is just add some cut up veggies and fruit on the side of whatever you're having. So some carrots, some celery, some cucumber, some bell pepper slices, just some raw veggies on the side, and then some fruit, maybe cut up a pear or have an orange on the side, just to add a little bit of like antioxidants and fiber to whatever it is you're eating, and some good plant nutrients. So that can be, if you are kind of the frozen food, doing the frozen food route, you can still up the nutrient density of your meals by adding some veggies and fruit on the side. And then the other thing is, when I said frozen meals, that reminded me. So sometimes when I am batching and I'm like, okay, I'm really excited to batch, get in my kitchen, like I have my flow, and I pick a meal plan that I want to make from, and I use Plant Fueled Life, so I'll usually just choose whatever new meal plan is out that week or whatever featured plan is featured that week. And then I will make more of whatever I'm cooking so that I can freeze portions of it. So let's say I'm just cooking for myself and I set the portions, I might set the portions to 4. So I make like a full batch of soup and then I save maybe a quarter of it or a half of it to eat during the week. And then I freeze the other half. That way I will have my own convenience food later on when I don't feel like cooking. And the same thing with like veggie burgers. So making your own veggie burgers isn't something that's going to be super convenient and you can have on the table super quickly. That's a recipe that's better for like a batch cooking type of situation. So when I am batch cooking something like veggie burgers, I will just make, and you can change the quantity in Plant Fueled Life of all the recipes. So I might, instead of make, you know, 4 of them, I might make 12 of them. And then again, freeze half of them. And all of our recipes in Plant Fueled Life, by the way, show you which, like, if it freezes well, it has a little snowflake icon, so you know exactly the recipes that can freeze well, which is very handy. We have a meal plan that you can batch, and it's all freezer-friendly meals. So sometimes, like, I batched that one time, and I just did double the amount, what I would usually do, and literally freeze half of that meal plan and then eat the other one as kind of like insurance that, okay, I don't know when I'm going to need a freezer full of like delicious plant-based food that I made, but I will at some point. And so then it's there. So that can be really handy too. I mean, of course you can buy pre-packaged frozen vegan meals, but it's going to be more expensive. They're not going to be as healthy and they probably won't taste as good. Okay, so here's some other ideas. Like fried rice or fried grains, like fried millet, fried quinoa, fried rice. That can be really easy too. So you make your batch of grains and then you have them cooked and then you just like saute some onion and whatever other veggies you want that are easy to chop up. And then you add in the grains, add some seasonings, whatever herbs and spices you want, and then call it a day. And then when you have your, like if it's fried rice, for example, you have a bunch of fried rice, then when I go to eat it, like I can just put it in the microwave or heat it up on the stove. And then I like to just add some avocado and some like sunflower seeds to it to add a little bit of texture. And maybe I'll add in some like chopped kale on top or something like that. But that's another good one that you can make kind of a bunch of and just have that throughout the week. And I like doing millet in this way. I think is really yummy, like fried millet with some veggies and some herbs and some spices. It doesn't have to be a lot of veggies or herbs and spices. It can be really simple. Just pick like one or two things. Because the thing that takes the longest in plant-based cooking, one of the things, is the chopping of the veggies. I don't know if you've noticed that, but when you chop a shit ton of veggies, that's what takes up your time. You might consider getting a food processor if you don't already have one. And if you do have one and you're like, oh yeah, I think that thing is just collecting dust, take that out and use that to chop veggies. And they might not be like the perfect chop or whatever, but it does it in, you know, so much quicker than you can do it by hand. If you just put veggies in there and then like use the pulse option and just chop up the veggies that way. Some other ideas are burritos. So super easy. You could do this with like whole wheat tortillas, sprouted grain tortillas. You could do this with gluten-free tortillas, or you could blanch some collard leaves, which takes a little bit of time. So maybe that's not the best option for you right now. And then just fill them with whatever, some rice, you could buy some canned refried beans. You could make your own refried beans. You could just open a can of black beans and heat those up and then just add in, you know, some lettuce, some avocado, some tomato, some rice if you have it, or quinoa if you had it, and just have a very simple burrito. You could buy some, like, okay, salsa is like one of the easiest things to make, but when you're going through emotional stuff, sometimes even the easiest things to make feels impossible. So you could buy some salsa and then just put some salsa on top, or some, I love, there's a brand of green chili sauce and it's Hatch green chili that I buy sometimes that I put over my burritos. So, so yummy. So that's an easy one. Or you could do burrito bowls. So even if you have that like fried rice that you made, or fried millet or fried quinoa, whatever grain you made, put that in a bowl, add some, you know, beans on top of that. And whatever you would put in the burrito, just put it in a bowl. Yeah, I mean, that's not news to anybody. Bowls have been around for a long time, but that is another option that's very, very fast, especially if you already have like a couple things made. Another one is some really simple miso soup. So it's really nourishing and warm. And I just buy the for soup, I buy red miso. For sauces and dressings, I buy yellow miso, so the lighter one. I usually have both in my fridge, but for the miso soup, it's super easy. All you do is like you boil some water, then turn the heat off, add some miso paste, whisk it. And then I usually I could just have it like that. And then I eat that on the side with whatever I'm eating. Or I can add like cubed tofu, green onions, and If I have it in me, I'll do some sauteed mushrooms and add that into the broth. And if you kind of add the tofu and the mushrooms, green onions, stuff like that, it's going to be a little bit more hearty. But even just the broth is really nourishing, and it's really good for the digestive system. And for me, miso soup is just really healing. That's a special food. It's like one of my favorite foods. My mom used to make miso soup for me when I was little, when I was sick, and it's something that I eat very often and I really rely on. So that's another really easy one. And then, polenta. Yeah, polenta is pretty quick and easy too. And you can do either the polenta like porridge. So you cook it with a mix of like non-dairy milk and water and pour in the corn grits, and then whisk it until it's cooked and smooth. And you can use that as a base and then put whatever you want on top of it. Another really easy thing to do is when you're done cooking it, you just put it in like a casserole dish, pop it in the fridge, and then it kind of sets up. And then you can just slice it and serve it as a base with whatever else you're eating. So that's super easy too. Doing some kind of pasta bake is also pretty simple. And again, you're just cooking pasta, maybe adding some veggies, a little bit of a sauce, putting it in a casserole dish and baking it. That can be easy too. So you can take these ideas and you can go online, you can go to Google or whatever even, and just kind of put in like burrito bowl and see what ideas, you know, you can come up with. Or you can just look in your fridge and decide, okay, well, what do I have? And just use what you have. I, of course, suggest becoming a Plant Fueled Life member if you're not already, because you'll have access to so many delicious, delicious recipes. You will never get bored. You will never get in a food rut. And we really have you covered for when you have more time to be in your kitchen, or when you really just need to get in and get out. We have so many, not only quickie meals and just single recipes for you to choose from, having nothing to do with batching, but also we have simple meal plans that are very quick to batch. So when you do get ready to have a little bit more time, but you still don't want to spend a lot of time, we have you covered for that too. So, or just go to our blog as well, and we have cleanfooddirtygirl.com. We have tons of free recipes as well. So those are my ideas, and those are the things that I do often when I don't batch and when I don't make batching a priority. And that's really what it is. It is deciding what you need to make a priority in your life, because whatever you decide is a priority, that is what you're going to make happen. And so it's not like I'm saying, oh, I just don't have the time, I just can't find the time to batch, I don't know what's happening, I just can't seem to do it. It's like, no, it's just not a priority right now, and that's okay. It will be at some point down the road again, I'm sure. But right now, it's not a priority because I have other things going on. And when we can just own that and just know that, yeah, there's seasons for all kinds of things. And not every season is a batching season. Sometimes it's just like doing the very best you can and nourishing your body how you can right now. And there's nothing wrong with that. So, okay, I hope this was helpful. I hope you have a beautiful day, and I will talk to you next week. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast,
Will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.